fire was moving quickly. Some thought the river would offer protection, but soon it was clear only Lake Michigan itself would provide safety. This week's broadcasts are brought to you by the place where the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended, St. Joseph, Missouri. Check it out at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this. Chicago, Illinois, October 8, 1871.
It was a very dry summer and early fall into early October. There were lots of fires. The fire department was worn out fighting fires.
Peter Alter is a curator at the Chicago History Museum. He says the city's buildings were mostly made of wood and people burned wood for heat and cooking. Fires were commonplace. But this fire was different.
It came on people very fast here. People were aware. The courthouse bell started to ring out the warning that people should basically bug out and get to safer, go south, go west.
Citizens did have some warning. Perhaps other smaller fires during the summer had deadened their senses to what was coming.
What you really see is people writing letters and diary entries after the fire saying, oh yeah, we saw the fire coming, but we didn't think it would get to us. And lo and behold, it did get to us. And so, you know, we had to quickly get out of there and maybe all we got was what we could carry or maybe we got nothing.
Some people thought they could simply cross to the north side of the Chicago River to be protected from the flames. In reality, there was only one body of water that could help.
It was such a strong fire that it burned down the bridges, hopped over the river. But yes, a lot of people went to Lake Michigan and found refuge in the lake, on the beach, or actually in the lake itself.
People are still fascinated by the destructive fire that may have begun with a cow in Miss O'Leary's barn. The initial site of the blaze is still marked in Chicago. We'll have the rest of the story, the aftermath of that famous fire, next time as we travel the countryside. And this week, sponsored by stjomo.com. In Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.